The murder of a New Hampshire man who was shot in the head at point-blank range has been solved more than a half century after it occurred. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office announced last month that the killer of a man named Everett Delano turns out to have been a Vermonter named Thomas Cass. Cass killed himself in 2014, 47 years after authorities say he murdered Delano in an auto repair garage in Andover. New Hampshire's senior assistant attorney general, Susan Morrill, spoke with VPR's Morning Edition host Mitch Wertlieb, and here they are talking about the victim in the case.
Everett Delano was a veteran in Andover, New Hampshire in 1966. He was the father of three children, and he also helped a friend out at a local auto body garage called Sanborn's Garage on Route 4 in Andover, New Hampshire.
Susan, it seems that the murder was put into a cold case file just months after it occurred in 1966. Why was this so hard to solve?
Well, oftentimes it's very difficult to solve homicides where the victim and the offender have no relationship, where it is a stranger, a random act of violence, and come to find out as we resolve this case, that's exactly what this was.
So what led investigators to reopen the case?
Well, in 2009, New Hampshire started a cold case homicide unit for the first time, and we put together a list of victims on our website, and one of Mr. Delano's daughters realized her father's case was not on there. She contacted the cold case unit in 2013 to make them aware of this case.
And what do we know about the killer, Thomas Cass?
Well, we know that he had a long criminal history throughout his adult life for some fairly serious offenses and violent offenses he was convicted of, and he spent a great deal of his adult life incarcerated.
One of the things that's interesting here is that Cass was approached by investigators in 2014, and shortly thereafter, he died by suicide. Was he being questioned specifically in connection with Delano's murder?
He was. So once the cold case unit located the investigative file on this homicide and dug into it, we had a fingerprint from the crime scene that was in the file that had never been identified. And when our forensic laboratory looked at that fingerprint again and put it into their database, it came up as a match to Thomas Cass. And the investigators then located Mr. Cass in Orleans, Vermont. He was living there at the time, and they had contact with him in the fall of 2013. So he was very aware that he was the suspect in this homicide.
It seems that a key bit of evidence here was that fingerprint. Is it because there is so much better technology, DNA connections, that sort of thing now, that was able to turn that fingerprint into some evidence that led to Thomas Cass being found that was not available in 1966?
Well, essentially, it was the improvement of our criminal databases, and the fingerprint databases has improved so substantially where law enforcement can take a fingerprint from an offender at the time of their arrest and put it into this database, and then it's available nationwide for other investigators to match any latent fingerprints taken from a crime scene. It made it possible for us to identify that fingerprint when we went back to look at it in 2013.
And what implications do you think the success of solving this cold case have for similar unsolved cases?
I think it encourages all of us. We have over 120 unsolved homicides in the state of New Hampshire, and we would like to bring those cases to a conclusion for all of our families. We're also encouraged that it's not just the advances in DNA, which are spectacular these days, but even the basics of crime scene investigation that have been around since, before 1966. It can now be looked at and reassessed using those databases to get additional clues and evidence to resolve these cases.
Susan Morrill is New Hampshire's Senior Assistant Attorney General. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.